money, money. All right, welcome to Sports Fluent. This week, we're taking not a break from sports because we are going to talk a lot about sports. However, in this segment, we're going to make you more financially fluent. And I brought a special guest, Brianna Martin from Big Stock Tips. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. You and I have been talking about doing this for a long time, so I'm really excited that we're actually going ahead and doing it. But before we jump into all the financial stuff, how we're going to make everybody rich and learn about crypto specifically tonight, let's talk about you. Who are you? How did you start doing this? Why Big Stock Tips? From all the things you could do, why are you doing this?
Well, I mean, I guess to start, like, in my professional career, I'm a co-founder of three different cannabis companies, two in Canada and one in Australia. I have had a successful exit from all of those. One was a retail chain that we sold to Cordova Can called Starbuds, and not the US Starbuds, but the Canada one. The other one was medical clinics called Compass Cannabis Clinics. And we had 10,000 patients that have now gone to another clinic. And then the other one is a clinic in Australia, which we're currently finishing up that deal. So that's kind of where my professional career happened. And that actually introduced me into the world of finance, because lots of cannabis companies were going public, and I just learned a lot. So then I started kind of focusing in that industry. Then after exiting those and being an entrepreneur, I started building a social media following on TikTok. Then the whole retail AMC GameStop happened in early January 2020, or I guess 2021, sorry. And I saw an opportunity.
I'm going to pause you and go back a couple of steps because I want to ask a couple of questions. Okay. So how does that business turn into finance? Is it just, hey, you know, the cannabis industry is going public, so I need to learn about this? Is that kind of the thing that sets you off into, I need to learn about this because that's something that's happening in my existing business? Or was there already an interest there from on your side?
Well, I mean, there was always an interest, but it seemed really daunting, to be honest. When you're looking at stocks or finance, if you didn't go to school for it, it can be very daunting. There's lots of jargon and all that kind of stuff. Now, lots of cannabis companies were going public, and we were going to go public. However, we did change our mind. But in that process, I had to learn what that means. And we had investors, and we did a bunch of raises. And so you had to kind of learn when you're in a group of people to be eloquent talking to them about these types of things.
You got to learn the lingo. You got to learn the lingo. So you don't. Okay. So from that, you said you built up, like, very nonchalantly, I built up a social media following. So it's not as easy as it seems. So how does that happen? Because I also know that you built that, but then you had to start over.
I did. I mean, no journey is ever a straight road. There's always twists and turns, but TikTok became a thing during, I think, COVID. So I joined during that time. And for me, TikTok was just supposed to be fun. Then I got really interested in it. I loved the connection with other people. And then I was also able to bring the sassiness and those breaking those societal norms that are really important to me. So that women have to dress a certain way and act a certain way in order to be professional or deemed that they have value.
Do you not follow the norm? I hadn't noticed.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. If anyone knows me, if you tell me what to do, I'm going to do the exact opposite. But also, there's such a power that women carry. I think every person carries a power, but women particularly carry this certain power. And when you link into that, there's like this passionate awakening. I don't want to say sexual awakening because it doesn't always have to lead to that. But part of that is just accepting your body for whatever it is. If we look at European cultures, a body is a body. There's nude beaches, people are topless. They don't have the same type of thing we have in North America or some conservative countries, not necessarily North America.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But there's also some confidence that comes with that as well, right? It's like, this is who I am. Let's talk about what's important, not kind of what you're fixated on, which may not be the most important part.
No. And people think that I do it for attention, and there is a clickbait and like a tongue-in-cheek part of it as well, because it is funny. Like, I do think it is hilarious. The kind of comments I get or the attention I get because of it. But the real underlying issue there is that I don't care if I'm showing my breasts in financial or not, what I'm saying has, you know, validity.
Yeah, as long as the message has a point and it's factual and it's true, then the rest of it should be secondary. I know that we've made it, unfortunately, the primary focus sometimes, but it is secondary. All right. So now you create, you lose, and you start over, and you build this social media of kind of following.
Yeah.
And then you get into big stock tips. So
right.
I know you're doing it on a couple of different platforms. So how does that start? And where can, you know, people see it and hear it and find their big stock tips and you know, give us some of your successes and maybe one of the ones you got wrong.
Oh, I'm sure I would have to say the first video, but the part where we're talking, I had to start over is I had a really large following. TikTok killed me, banned me, and I had to start from zero again.
Did you ever find out why?
No, TikTok is really awful with like communication with their creators. And if you look at like what they deem a small account, technically I was still deemed a small account, although I had, you know, 150,000 followers. I think anything over 250,000 is like medium size account to TikTok. So I'm a small fish. I get that on their radar. It also allowed me to reevaluate. So we'll get to that. But in the end of January 2021, I did my first video. I was terrified because I had never done anything like this before. But we had seen people doing financial talk on TikTok. And I was in a conversation with my husband at the time, and I was like, I think I should do it. We say we because every decision is the two of us. But I was like, I think I should do it, but I'm going to do it different. I'm going to do it literally with a sports jacket with no bra on, because then it fits kind of everything else that I'm doing. And the first video was Apple, and it was the day before their earnings. And I had made this big call, and it didn't do that.
The very first one was a bad one.
Apple did not go up. It went down after earnings. So it was not necessarily my best call.
But would that have not worked out in the end? Because if they bought it when it was down, like I'm assuming it's gone up since, right? Maybe. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
in the long run.
I was like, this is going to happen and this is my price target. And it did not do that. So it was actually quite funny that my very first video. And actually, that's where big stock tips came from. Because I was so nervous in the video, I was like, this video is going to be full of tips. But because of how I do it, everyone kept commenting, did she say tips or...
You right.
Know, I was like, okay, so now my name is Big Stock Tips.
Makes complete sense. And then I'm assuming some brilliant person kind of put together an idea for your logo, right?
Yeah, that was you.
Oh, that's right. Genius.
It was genius. However, I did get a professional.
Listen, I'm the sketch artist, right? You got to get the professionals to do it properly.
Exactly.
All right. So from there, obviously it's grown. You're doing it on multiple platforms, giving a bunch of advice, which is amazing. And obviously there's been some hits and misses, but I want to focus because obviously everyone's talking about crypto, but no one really knows what the heck it is, what it does. Cause it doesn't really do, I don't know what it does. It doesn't do any. People ask me and I'm like, I have no idea. Just people are making money off of it. So let's start from the beginning. Just give me the basics.
Okay.
Like, what is crypto? And then we'll get into like how you should look at it and invest in it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would probably say that I would separate it into four different categories. There's Bitcoin, then there's digital money, there's things like smart contracts, and then NFTs. So I feel like that kind of those four categories would probably put it all into one.
Okay.
So a lot of people do know about it, but some people don't fully understand it, I would have to say. But Bitcoin basically is a fixed rare asset. So, you know, in the government, they're always printing money. We're always digging for more gold. We're also drilling for more oil. Like those types of assets you can generally find more of. But Bitcoin, there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin mined ever. So that's why gold and oil as examples.
So there's a finite number of Bitcoin, which what makes it, I guess, so valuable?
Well, it creates the value.
It could be, yeah.
For sure. Yeah, it definitely helps the value. The network that, you know, Bitcoin or some of the other cryptos on is decentralized, meaning it is, there's no, like, it's run by miners and computers. Basically how it works, or how miners find Bitcoin, is the computers race to solve math problems. And then the winner of the race earns that Bitcoin. And every 4 years, the mining becomes harder and harder, and less coins are created. That's how you get to your X 21 million.
Okay.
So this is called something called the halving or halving cycle. Also, Bitcoin is basically unhackable.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think there have been people who have tried, but it is very hard to hack Bitcoin. You can hack like people's accounts or wallets. I have heard of that. But again, it's run on math, and all the transactions are stored on something called the blockchain, which is a digital ledger.
Okay.
But the way that I would kind of like think of Bitcoin, because there's lots of cryptos, and we're going to talk about Bitcoin first because it's the biggest.
That's the big one everyone knows about for sure.
Think of it like digital gold or like fine art. Like, there's only one Mona Lisa. We're not going to have Mona Lisas over and over again. I mean, people can pretend.
There's one original. I'm sure there's a bunch of, yes.
Yeah. Copies, so there's 21 million Bitcoins at the end of it, and that's it. So there is, because there's like only there's not a finite amount, then that is a quality asset. But that's how I would kind of explain it.
Okay.
And then you have things like digital money. So this is where you're getting to, like, Ethereum would be probably the best example. And Ethereum is used very commonly on digital transactions, or as money paying for things. Fiat is what they call like normal currencies, like American dollar. So fiat versus Ethereum. So Ethereum is digital and the rest is like an actual currency from somewhere. And Ethereum has been known to kind of fund things like the NFT market and also video game worlds, if you can believe. And these coins are mined also. And there also is like the, I'm saying also a lot, but there is a community-based meme coins like Doge and Shiba Inu. And the value of those assets come from the community. So unlike Bitcoin, there's a fixed amount of assets. With Doge and Shiba, the meme coins, or Ethereum, sometimes that has to do with the community, or Ethereum has to do with the currency.
So for those that don't know, because there's a lot of stuff there. and I want to ask you specifically about Shiba, because I just read something that, you know, it's obviously shot up, and now apparently there's going to be a huge, we'll get to it in a second. However, because there's so much stuff there. So all of this stuff is really just stuff that's being kind of traded digitally. Yeah. And so I want to pause, because people are saying, well, there's so much risk because there isn't, what's backing it? Like, what's going to happen? Can it just disappear tomorrow? I know that in terms of Bitcoin, more and more people are accepting it as currency and using it, whether it's, you know, the Teslas of the world or whatever.
Or El Salvador.
Yes. Countries. So is there a chance, do you think, that it just disappears one day, or is this something that we should get used to because it's going to be something that's worldwide kind of accepted, in your best guess? Obviously there's no way of knowing for sure, I'm assuming. But
there's definitely is risk. Okay. Yeah. So there'll be some that are scams, some that go to zero, and some that live through the test. So these are assets, and they trade a lot faster, and they trade 24/7. So it is different than stocks, but I gotta be honest with you. Stocks is just a game. So often it doesn't matter what the company does or what their financials say. A lot of the time it's supply and demand. So when I'm looking at a stock, I'm looking for volume. And if there's no volume, I have no interest in it because no one's buying it. So crypto trades very similar, but different. So I would have to say that in anything, even stocks, there's huge risk. The only thing that I would say is the biggest risk about cryptos is that there's no stock exchange or government that's going to have a stop loss when it sells off or rescue the stock market.
Right.
So for instance, when we see presidents in America, we have the stock market going down, they'll just print more money to save it, like Trump did during COVID. So
Right. And I think if we go back to like, I don't know, 07, 08, there was the bailout, right? There's $700 billion or something. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen for crypto.
No, right. That's not going to happen. That's the biggest risk. Honestly, that's where you're going to have some of these companies go to zero. But okay.
You also mentioned, I want to cut you off because there's, again, so many questions I have and I will forget them. You mentioned a couple of times you mentioned NFTs. Mm-hmm. And when I say to someone an NFT, they look at me like I'm speaking a different language, which I guess maybe I am. So I know it's hard, but can you possibly, in your simplest kind of way, say, this is what an NFT is for someone who's never heard of an NFT?
So NFT stands for non-fungible tokens. That's what NFT stands for. And they're basically the ownership of a digital right that cannot be duplicated. So if you think of a Mona Lisa in a digital form, there's only one Mona Lisa and only one person can own that, and that's it. So art, music, they're kind of an example of this. You have a copyright on that. So that's basically what an NFT is. It's very simple.
So give me an example. What can I turn something that I do digitally into an NFT?
You can. There is a process to turn it into a token, and that is a process. And then there are certain places that you can sell them, but anybody can turn anything into an NFT. It's just whether or not it will sell.
Sports fluent NFT. I kind of like it.
I'm working on an NFT.
Are you really? Yeah. Can you, do we get like an inside scoop or do we have to wait?
You have to wait.
Come on. Okay. At least we know you're working on one. So we know something's coming. All right. We'll take that.
It's me in a character with like a digital background, but the actual photo is me. So I'm not digitized, but the background is digitized. The background
is set. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, we look forward to seeing that. Yeah. So we talked about kind of the basics of the crypto, what an NFT is. I teased a little bit about the Shiba thing. So let's get to that one. So kind of out of nowhere, right? Because yeah. I think I saw like it was worth 0.00005 cents or something ridiculously low. And Shiba just became, now everybody has heard of Shiba. And I just read maybe 45 minutes before you and I jumped on, be careful, it's headed for a big crash. Is that just fear, reality, possibility? In your best estimation?
I would have to like actually look at the chart to see if I would indicate a strong downward trend, but it's a meme coin. So it's about the community. And I think that Shiba has a strong enough community that it's not going to crash, in my opinion. That doesn't mean it's not gonna retest the price that it's at. So you may see a downward trend or sideways trend, which basically on your chart is sideways or downward. But I don't think it's going to crash. I think it has too strong of a community, and that's what keeps those meme stocks or meme coins alive. Meme cryptos, not stocks.
So let's maybe pause. Meme coin. What is that? Listen, there's people I know, like my parents, who still don't know what a meme is, let alone a meme coin. we got to help them out.
I think the Doge would be the first meme coin. I'm not 100% correct on that, but
it's the first one I heard of. So yeah, maybe,
it's,
yeah.
It's a dog. Yeah. It's a Shiba. Shiba Inu is the type of dog. So it's a meme of a dog. And then that's what they built the coin off of. And then you have Shiba Inu, which is like another offshoot of that, which is actually the dog. So they're called memes because they're based off the meme of a dog, or they have NFTs associated to them. So that's another thing that can pump up the price of some of those communities or those meme coins, is they have NFTs associated to that crypto, which Solana has a big NFT part to it as well. Okay. A meme is just a funny picture sometimes.
We know what that is by now.
I wasn't sure if you wanted me to explain.
No, I meant just we'll stick to just the coins. Yeah. If we don't know what memes are at this point, I think we probably have a different conversation with some people. Those are the basics. Let's be honest. We'll probably have to have you back on to do like version 2 to go a little deeper dive.
And we didn't even talk about smart contracts.
Well, since you brought it up, why don't we, I was, Let's bring it up. All right. Smart contracts.
I only bring up smart contracts because Cardano is actually like my favorite altcoin of all time. Had some really great runs last year, and I think it's going to the end of this year as well. I guess this year, but I mean, last year is in the spring. Smart contracts are like anything from the loans of proof to proof of work. So when the contract is completed, then the payment is sent and agreed upon the terms of the contract. So there are literally cryptos based on smart contracts. It's just another thing.
Okay, there you go. No, but it's good because this is what I'm thinking. This is the basics. We'll do an intermediate, and then we'll do an advanced because, in 20 minutes, like there's been so much information. I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch it to make sure that I picked it all up.
Cut out whatever you need.
No, it's all good. So I'm gonna ask you for two things now to end it off. One is gonna be if there is a big stock tip that you could share with us. I know I didn't tell you that, so you might not. If you're not ready, that's fine. But if you are, maybe share one with us. And then, of course, the most important part: where can we find you? How can we get a hold of you? Where can we get all these great tips moving forward?
100%. I'm gonna say Tesla. I made a really strong call about $1,500 Tesla, and that was my price target. And people are calling for it to hit this weekend, so we'll see, or maybe this week. So I'm gonna say Tesla.
Tesla, okay.
I'm gonna make bold calls for the end of the year. Is Bitcoin 100K and Ethereum 20,000? Maybe even over 100K. So
taking my notes.
We're gonna make some big calls here, but those would be like the three. There's so many plays. I guess I would just suggest to people, when you're looking at charts, look for charts that are already going up. People give me flack for that because they say, "Oh, you're gonna buy high and sell low," but no, you buy high and then you sell higher.
Higher, yeah. And one thing, and make sure you look for volume, right? Because yes. If there's no volume, no one's buying it. So who cares?
Yeah.
But yeah, I learned something already.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, we could go into support and resistance, but
that's going to be the intermediate one. That'll be the
yeah. If anybody is out there looking at charts, you can actually scan them based on like if charts have hit their all-time highs. And I would always start at the charts that have hit their all-time highs and then go from there.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a follow-up question before you tell us where to find you. So if it has hit its all-time highs, is that stay away from it or
no? If it's hit all-time high, it could be indicating that it's going to break out. You would have to look at the volume and RSI and all that kind of stuff, but it's something to watch for. And if it breaks above its all-time high, then that can indicate a big breakout. And then sometimes there can be a failed breakout and it goes back down to resistance or support. But
you got to watch out for that. So the key is look for things going up and to the right.
Yeah.
Really, that's simple. Okay, there you go.
But see, nothing ever goes straight up. So.
No. Never, not once. That's true. Maybe. Good. No.
Good.
All right.
There'll be little ticks in there. Nothing goes straight up.
All right. Where can we find you? Where can we get some more big stock tips?
Everywhere. No, I'm just kidding. TikTok for sure, Brianna Martin, or it says Badass Cover Girl as well. Twitter, Brianna Martin. YouTube, Brianna Martin. And
sensing a theme.
Yeah. So I mean, those are all the places. There's also bigstocktips.com.
I know you and I talked about that, but I did. Is it up and running? I was going to.
It is. Okay. I mean, it is right now. We're taking a break from like the five picks per and the subscription model. I think we're just going to offer the newsletter for free. So that's what the team and I are working on right now, but that still is live today. There's also the piecemeal, which we're going to have stock content coming to that also soon. But all of this is in my link tree. If you go to any of my socials like Twitter or TikTok, you can go through all of my links there.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Brianna Martin, Big Stock Tips. And we'll have you back for the intermediate version very soon.
Money, money, make money, money, money.
Get the full Sports Fluent Anthony K and Friends experience. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at sports_fluent. What does it mean to be truly fluent? Support us today for exclusive content, direct one-on-one chats, answers to your questions, and best of all,
Every quarter, a lucky supporter will be chosen to appear on Sports Fluent and receive some great swag from Boardwalk Los Angeles. How can you support us? Go to anchor.fm/sports-fluent/support.